Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Do you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth!
You've entered the Robert Saviola Show. Relax, and allow me to lift the veil of this false reality we've been programmed to believe. Dehypnotized, if you will.
Good morning. Welcome to the Robert Saviola Show here on AM 930 WBEN. Wow, have you been paying attention at all to the impeachment hearings this week? What a joke. And I mean a joke. I want to break this down and make it simple for you. Not that I really care about this kind of stuff because, you know, I already feel in my heart of hearts that God has Trump in this position for a reason and they're not taking him down. But boy, is it interesting to watch the evil demons writhe their hands and become giddy with what they think they're going to accomplish. Anyway, all problems, everything in life should be broken down to its simplest components, and you will find the answer to be simple and easy and awesome to fix whatever problem you have. It's your solution. It's kind of like what they taught us in school when we were doing fractions and how they always had us get it down to the common denominator or make the fraction as simple as possible. Well, let's change just a few words of what's going on in this impeachment hearing, and you'll understand what I mean. So somebody comes out and says, and they're a whistleblower, and they're saying that they heard that President Trump was going to have somebody murdered or killed. And so, because they heard it, they knew from somebody who was on a phone call with them that he was going to have somebody killed. So the president releases the transcript from the phone call, and in there, it has no mention of having anybody killed. None at all. However, the Democrats think that this is overwhelming evidence, and so they're going to meet in a dark place where nobody can come around so they could talk about what they have on the president. And they sit there, and they conspire. And now they come out, and they're going to have an inquiry. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to have hearings, and they're going to produce witnesses that are going to prove beyond a doubt that the president had somebody murdered. Okay? So witness after witness takes the stand. Well, I heard he was going to do this. Well, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody that he was going to do this. I heard this, I heard that. And then the one guy that actually was on the call firsthand, who was there, said, specifically he said, I don't want anybody killed. I don't want anybody murdered. And he repeated it. And their star witness, their only witness, actually is a witness against them. Well, after all this is done, they continue on with somebody else leading it. And these people have professors come in with opinions on the Constitution, where it comes to murder. And they all sit there and go, yeah, you can't have anybody murdered. Oh, no, he obviously did this. He obviously is guilty of this. And these people say that, except for one, who comes out and says, well, if you think this, then you're the one who's abusing power. There is nothing here that states he's done anything wrong. He's the only one that stood up against it. So then after that, the leaders of the Democrat Party come out and say, well, it's overwhelming evidence and everybody agrees and there's no disparaging remarks here. They all agree that he should be impeached because he had somebody murdered. Meanwhile,
in the back of the courtroom and in the back of the press conferences and stuff, the guy who was supposed to be murdered is screaming, "Hey guys, I'm here, I'm right here, I'm alive, I'm okay, yeah, I'm here." And it doesn't matter. They're still going along with this. For the first time in history, you are going to see a president impeached by the House because they don't like him and they don't want him as president. And you're going to see a quick impeachment without the evidence that they could possibly use against him in the findings of the hearings in January with the results of the Mueller investigation and stuff, which is already done. They said, you know, he did nothing wrong, but there's more information that's going to come out about this. But they're not waiting for that. And you know why they're not waiting? Because they know that anything that comes out from that is going to be further proof that the president is doing nothing wrong. So they're not going to wait for that. They're going to rush this impeachment through. And after they rush it through, it's going to go to the Senate. The Senate's going to acquit the president. And on top of that, the president's going to win the next election in a landslide. It's going to be the first time in history that a totally partisan political hacks are going to railroad a president only to have him exonerated. And while he's exonerated, they are going to shed a light of negativity on them that they have no clue what's going to happen. They're going to call Pelosi, Biden, Schiff, all these other people are going to be called to the stand. And they're going to have to testify in the Senate hearings. And Biden says he's not going to testify. But if they give him a subpoena, if he has a court order, he has to show up. He's going to have to show up. And his lawyers aren't going to be able to get him out of this. So the corruption that Donald Trump said when he said he's going to drain the swamp, he's letting them do it for him. They are putting them up as a ball on a T-ball stick in order to be knocked out of the park. They're setting themselves up. Do they think these are kids, stupid kids, that are going to be questioning them in the Senate? They're going to be grilled like a fish on a Friday. I don't know if you guys understand this, but from what I see and what I hear and how this seems like it's going to play out, that not only is he going to be exonerated, but we are going to become privy to more corruption than we thought even existed. That this is going to go so deep down the rabbit hole, it could go back to Hillary, to Obama. We're talking, we could open up so many cans of worms that could span investigations and jail sentences and treasonous acts for decades. George Papadopoulos said, world history is going to be made soon. I'm wondering if he's not just referring to William Barr with his investigations into FISA, but what's going to happen here over this impeachment. They want him gone so bad. You know why they want him gone? Because they figure they have nothing to lose. They figure eventually Donald Trump is going to take him down. And they have to have him out of there. Because he's going to stop their pocketbooks from being filled. He's going to stop the country from being robbed. He's going to expose them for who they are. So they're praying that they can get this guy out of there because they can't have four more years of him. But little do they know, only thing they've done is expedite their own demise. Because he's going to catch him, and they're going to catch him in the Senate hearings. And then Donald Trump, mark my words, he's going to win in a bigger landslide than before. The people have waken up. They're asking Nancy Pelosi, as you've seen a couple days ago, they asked her if she hated Trump. She went off. And then when she says she's a Catholic and all this stuff, she has no hate for anybody, and then she says, "Don't you do this to me," and she points her finger at him. There was hate right there. And then Joe Biden, with the guy calling him names, talking about push-ups, is he for real? What I don't understand is when these people get questioned, though, like when you take somebody like Jim Jordan, who's doing a great job, but then he goes on CNN, and CNN actually sets him up to knock CNN right out of the park, but he doesn't take the shot. I watched it. I watched the interview. And they were saying things about going back to Trump, which, you know, it's obvious that Trump did this, did that, which of course it's not. But when he would bring it on what actually happened with Biden and stuff and his son, he didn't finish up on it. And he could have. Like, sometimes I wish I could be in front of these people because I think extremely quick on my feet. I mean quick on my feet. And if I'm there and they're grilling me with this stuff, things are going to pop into my head to fire back at them that's going to leave them speechless, that they'll be talking about for years to come, that they'll be playing clips forever and ever and again. Because I'm going to bring up things and say things so fast that before they even get the last word out of their mouth on the sentence that they're saying, my rebuttal and retort is already flying out of my mouth. It's actually going to slam dunk them, checkmate them, and put them in the ground. Because these people are evil, they're bad, they're despicable, and they're destroying the United States of America. And any person out there who follows these people, any person out there that votes for these people, they're idiots. They're total idiots because they're voting for the people that are robbing them, that are putting them in the grave, their loved ones in the grave. These people have no compassion, no concern, nothing they care or feel about any human being. I doubt they care about their own relatives. They'll sell their mothers down the stream. They're evil, greedy people. And most people don't realize how evil they are. But their mask is coming off. And they're the ones pulling it off. And mark my words, as this goes on, they're going to lose their cool more and more and more. And you're going to see them acting out, melting down, doing what they have to do. And they're going to be so mad and angry because they're caught. They are caught, and this is going down. The smartest thing they can do is get out of Dodge. The smartest thing Nancy Pelosi could do is to resign, get out of government. The smartest thing that Adam Schiff could do is the same thing. You want to get away because they're snaring themselves. Well, who am I to give advice to them? Let them hang themselves.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Beef on Weck.
Have you been thinking about losing weight but dread spending hours at the gym or starving yourself? Hi, I'm Danielle Collado, manager of Buffalo Hypnosis. We use cutting-edge hypnosis methods that actually work. Forget about losing control. People come to us to regain control, and we help them. Here's what a few of our clients had to say.
My name is David. I've lost about 50 pounds.
I have lost 88 pounds.
I'm Angela, and I've lost 155 pounds.
My personal care physician recommended that I come to lose weight. I'm proud to say 42 pounds.
Buffalo Hypnosis has been here serving our community for 15 years. During that time, we've performed tens of thousands of sessions while receiving countless referrals from the medical field. Even though results vary, we give you a free hypnosis screening and a written service guarantee. If you're suffering from weight, smoking, or stress, get here fast. A healthier life is obtainable, and it's easier than you think. Don't waste time. Call Buffalo Hypnosis now. 874-9050, 874-9050.
News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Robert Saviola Show here on AM 930, WBEN. You know, the 13th Amendment of our Constitution once said that if you were a member of the Bar Association, you could not serve in government. And something happened to that amendment. It just disappeared and was replaced with something else. There's a whole story on this, and you can look it up. But the point of this is no lawyers were ever supposed to hold office. None in the United States. Because the Bar Association is actually an allegiance to British, to the Queen. BAR stands for British Accreditation Regency. When we won the Revolutionary War, the king wanted to control certain things. He wanted to control the money. He wanted our money to go through a Bank of England. And it does to this day at some points, especially in taxation. But he also wanted to control the United States with its laws and stuff. And when lawyers became lawyers here in the United States, they would be accredited by Britain or by the British. So it's actually against our best interest to have any lawyer serve in the government. And the whole thing about we don't have an accreditation in the United States for lawyers. We don't have an organized body that runs attorneys or anything judicial in the United States. It's run by Britain. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's very important to know this, because I've said it many times before. When you walk into a courtroom or any other place that's inside a federal building, you notice that our flag doesn't fly. It's admiralty flag. It's a wartime flag. It's red, white, blue, and yellow. The outer ridge is yellow. The dimensions of the flag are different. It's because we're not under constitutional law. You're guilty to proven innocent when you walk into these type of courtrooms. And you wonder why I bring this up now. I bring it up because when you watch TV and you watch the news and you watch everything else that's going on, they throw words around to deceive you. Words like democracy. We never were, never was, never were, never will be, never are going to be a democracy unless, of course, we lose everything in our country. I want you to associate democracy with something evil, bad, nefarious, and horrible. Unless, of course, you like mob rule. If you like mob rule, then yeah, you're going to embrace democracy. We are a republic. And a republic stands for the sovereign rights of individuals while still having the government by the people, for the people, of the people. Or of the people, by the people, for the by the people, of the people, for the people. I don't know which way the order it is, but you don't understand what I'm saying. It's been many years since I've looked into this. It's very important, very, very important that we understand these things because we're being fooled. And people we trust, they throw the word around democracy and they should know better. And maybe they do. And maybe it's all a ploy to get you to fall for it, because if you repeat the word enough, you'll believe it. Never believe it. When you hear the word democracy, you hear nails on a chalkboard screeching down. That's what you hear. Because it's destroying us. Republic, remind people, republic. Look it up if you don't know what it means. Republic. To put it simply, two wolves and a sheep are voting over what to have for dinner. I think that it's self-explanatory. However, if you need a little more explanation, that's why we have the Electoral College. If we didn't have the Electoral College, we would be a democracy because it would be popular vote. Popular vote is mob rule. Then the only representation in the United States would be New York and California, because those two states alone would pick every president from this point forward if it was a popular vote. You see, even Elizabeth Warren, she says first thing she's going to do is get rid of the Electoral College. She's an idiot. Or is she? Does she just hate the United States enough to do what it'll take to destroy this nation, as with Bernie Sanders or anybody else that's on the left? If you people say, well, we still get representation through the Senate. Duh. Once it's a popular vote, you won't need that. That'll change how that works. That'll immediately change. What's the next thing that'll follow? States will secede from the Union. They have to. They have no representation. So the people in New York and California can pretty much do whatever they want, make any laws they want, and destroy the rest of the country because they don't like it or they don't want it. Mob rule is not a good thing. You see, when you're a republic, the individual has sovereignty. Yeah, we can vote for things, but we cannot take away a person's basic rights, their goods, their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Things that they're supposed, you can't just take things away from people. We're losing so many different things, and we're starting to turn the train around if we can keep Trump in office and grab a vast majority in the House this next election and a supermajority in the Senate. We need people to wake up and vote. Now, I know they're working on all the fraud with the elections, and we can see there's tons of fraud in the elections. And it's obvious where the fraud lies. There are liberal votes out there that don't exist, that are fraudulently put in. Remember, how many counties were there when Barack Obama ran for president where more people than were registered to vote voted in that county? There were districts where there was not one vote other than votes for Barack Obama. Not one. He got 100% of them. It's impossible. It's mathematically impossible. Yeah, he did it. And nobody questions. And the people that question, they're forgotten about. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just go away. Nothing to see here. Move along. We need to wake up. They say now there's over 400 million guns in this United States and billions of rounds of ammunition. 1.2 guns per person in this country. That the more the left does, the more the buying of ammunition and guns takes place. Let me tell you something. We ever lose the Second Amendment, everything follows after that. Everything. I don't care what gun law they put out there on the books, or not on the books, but to vote on. No matter what it is, I don't care how common sense it sounds. I don't care if you look at it and go, yeah, that makes sense. Give your head a shake. None of it makes sense. Don't vote for it. Vote against it. The last thing we need is more laws. The last thing we need is us second guessing and believing because they say so, the things are going to be good. They said something about President Trump making it a felony to be cruel to animals. And people, yay, good idea. No, it's not a good idea. No laws are good. We all know right from wrong. You know you're not supposed to be cruel to animals, abuse animals. You know if you do something wrong, you can be prosecuted. But dude, don't make it a felony. Felonies stay with you a lifetime. And not only does that take place, but who's to say what's cruel? To you and me, being cruel to an animal, be dragging them down the road from a car, skinning them alive or burning them alive. To somebody else, it's not feeding a certain type of dog food or not feeding them twice a day or letting them stand outside for a while. You see, it's ambiguous. No, I don't care. These laws and stuff, there's no detail to them. I don't care if they give you a lot of detail. They can change them. Well, now we included this. Or now we added that. Before you know it, they'll have it. You own a pet. You're being, that's cruelty to animals. You got a felony. Let me take your pet away. If that's what the government does. Keep them out of your life. Don't be a person that calls the police every time you got a little argument with somebody. Don't be somebody who's litigious when you want to sue all the time. Let people live. Allow things to go on in life. Turn the other cheek. If someone cheats you out of money, so what? You'll earn more. Everybody running, crying, help, this guy did this, that guy did that. Stop it. There are always going to be good people. There are always going to be bad people. You just have to make your better choices. So hang with the good people. Avoid the negative energy. It's important. You know, if you focus on the good and the positive and hang around people that are good and positive, you're going to be a lot happier, a lot healthier, a lot wiser, and a lot more prosperous than if you hang around negative people that are sad and always complaining. Their lives are a mess, and they're a mess because of the energy that they carry with them. It's important that you understand all this stuff. So when you're looking at these darn politicians, you can see who's good and who's bad just by what they're doing. It's not that hard. And I know some people say don't pay attention to it. You have to pay attention or you don't know what's happening and you can be blindsided.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as wings.
Hi, I'm Teresa Seval from West Seneca. I tried everything to quit smoking. Nothing worked until I went to Buffalo Hypnosis. I quit smoking right after the first session. It worked immediately, and I did not gain any weight.
People come to us at Buffalo Hypnosis after they've tried the pills and the patches. They're ready and realize that until their mindset changes, they won't see lasting results.
Danielle Collado, consulting hypnotist at Buffalo Hypnosis.
It's the subconscious mind that controls our habits, cravings, and emotions. The brain is everything. It is mind over matter, and our proven programs put you in full control. It's not what you see on TV. It's modern hypnosis based on science, linguistics, and relaxation. And the results are fantastic for anyone trying to quit smoking, lose weight, handle stress, or conquer fear.
To see if hypnosis is right for you, call 874-9050. 874-9050.
I highly suggest Buffalo Hypnosis. It's the only thing that works.
Call 874-9050. Buffalo Hypnosis. Believing is seeing.
News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Robert Saviola Show here on AM 930 WBEN. With that, let's go to Jesus Calling for today, December 7th, 2019. By the way, today's my birthday. I turned 60 years old today. Wow. It's a sprint to the finish. I am with you in all that you do, even in the most menial task. I'm always aware of you, concerned with every detail of your life. Nothing escapes my notice, not even the number of hairs on your head. However, your awareness of my presence falters and flickers, and as a result, your life experience feels fragmented. When your focus is broad enough to include me in your thoughts, you feel safe and complete. When your perception narrows so that problems or details fill your consciousness, you feel empty and incomplete. Learn to look steadily at me in all your moments and in all your circumstances. Though the world is unstable and in flux, you can experience continuity through your uninterrupted awareness of my presence. Fix your gaze on what is unseen, even as the visible word parades before your eyes. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He preserved and persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Let's head over to Joyce Meyer and starting your day right. Opportunity brings opposition. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and perseveres in looking into it, being not a headless listener or heedless listener, who forgets but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. James chapter 1, verse 25. Many people agree with a sermon or a scripture, but they don't apply it to their everyday life, so nothing changes. They think that just because they agree with the word, it should bring change into their life. But change doesn't happen automatically. A person who has to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Jesus said, keep awake, give strict attention, be cautious and active, and watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Every time you have an opportunity to believe God for something, you will have a temptation to give up on it. Pray that you will overcome temptation when it comes. You know, if you hear me stammer sometimes when I read, it's because I have to wear reading glasses now, and I got to get this fixed. So sometimes if a word is out of focus or I'm not holding it in the right thing, I'll misspeak a word, assuming it's going to be this, and then it turns out to be that. And of course, you know, we know how that works. Anyway, about that device I was telling you about last week, I still haven't received it yet. I should have it by the time we do the show next week. I just don't know if I'll have enough time to be able to give you a definitive answer of what I'm experiencing it with it. Either way, I will keep you posted. I will tell you it has to do with frequency, and I want you to know something. Everything in this world operates on frequency, vibrational rate. Your higher your vibration or frequency, the more positive and loving and happy and good things are happening for you, the lower, the more negative, the more evil, the more, you know, things are worse. That's why God is in heaven above and the devil is in hell below. There's so much to do with this, and I'd like to teach you so much more about this. I just don't have time in this show. Pay attention to what's happening around you. Love each and everybody as you love yourself, if not more. And be good to each other. It's important. Always be honest, too. Never cheat, never steal. Do what you can to help your fellow man. Give away, like give. I love to give. I give as much as I can, because greed is our downfall. The last thing we want in life is greed. Either way, God bless each and every one of you, and God willing, we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Have you been thinking about losing weight but dread spending hours at the gym or starving yourself? Hi, I'm Danielle Collado, manager of Buffalo Hypnosis. We use cutting-edge hypnosis methods that actually work. Forget about losing control. People come to us to regain control, and we help them. Here's what a few of our clients had to say.
My name is David. I've lost about 50 pounds.
And I have lost 88 pounds.
I'm Angela, and I've lost 155 pounds.
My personal care physician recommended that I come to lose weight. I'm proud to say 42 pounds.
Buffalo Hypnosis has been here serving our community for 15 years. During that time, we've performed tens of thousands of sessions while receiving countless referrals from the medical field. Even though results vary, we give you a free hypnosis screening and a written service guarantee. If you're suffering from weight, smoking, or stress, get here fast. A healthier life is obtainable, and it's easier than you think. Don't waste time. Call Buffalo Hypnosis now. 874-9050.
874-9050.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.